Item of business is to excuse Craig. I think everybody knows he has a doctor's appointment this morning, he couldn't miss, so.
I make that motion.
And I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say by saying aye.
Aye.
Second item, John, did you get something squared away with the folks on the bulldozer?
I, on the quote, as we speak, I should have it within 10 minutes, and y'all have it before it comes up on the agenda, sir.
Okay. Third, Emily, would you like to give us an update on the Peachtree nourishment, since we may have to have an emergency meeting?
Is this for now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that on your agenda?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to put it on the agenda, or?
It's on number five, you just move it to first.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can read my notes, I'm sorry, guys, I am not awake. The Ports and Border Commission met yesterday. And, Layton Bitzall has come up with a four scenarios that we can do. And I don't want to go into a lot of details because they get so complicated.
Let's bring everybody up to speed on the, Army Corps of Engineers having the extra money.
Oh, you mean the five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, starting with that, and they told us when we were up in DC. Thank you. Did you get those today?
No, they were at the meeting.
Oh.
With the court.
Okay.
The numbers are late in.
Okay. The Corps came up with, gosh, I don't even know where to put those figures, 700 and some million dollars that Town Curie Beach will have 5.4 million appropriated for us, and I think it's like about 2.4, 2.2 for Carolina Beach to do beach renourishment. And the Corps says that whether, oh, first of all, their proposal is that, and John, please correct me in anything I don't remember, that they propose that we go on and do a last hurrah for Carolina Beach in case they do not get their extension, which now the bill is in, has been postponed again, and I think everybody's thinking more and more that they either won't get it or it'll be postponed until after the date passes at the end of this year. So the Corps thinking that if that happens, we want to go on and do beach renourishment for Carolina Beach one more time. They want to put it out for contract by the end of September and actually do now. Let me do a sidebar here. They said they would do the entire island by December 31st. That does not mean the entire island. Mm-hmm. That just means whatever they have the money to do, okay? Okay, with that, Layton had four scenarios that we could do. One would be to do absolutely nothing, just let it go until 2016, and we'll see what happens to Carolina Beach. One would be to bundle the money and two gets way too complicated and do everything later. Three would be where you would complete the island nourishment in the fall, which would, it would not cost us anything, but it would cost ROC. Now, there's some question about this figure, but $3.8 million.
If they're willing to pass it, right?
If the county's willing to pass that. And we had a county commissioner there, and they didn't seem to be, you know, totally opposed to that. And then we would not do beach renourishment again until 2018, and we would start on a four-year cycle with Riceville Beach instead of a three-year cycle, okay? Then Number four was assuming Carolina Beach gets their 15-year extension, just move to do it in 2016. Don't do it in the fall, just go on and plan to do it in 2016. And that scenario came up with the ROT, God, I can't even see my numbers, with the ROT paying considerably more. Would that have been 6 million or 6 million more? 6 million?
$6.6 million
if we put it off. Now, in all of that is state money. The state right now has something like $250,000 for Curie Beach and $727,000 for Carolina Beach, okay, which we would be able to use if we do this in September. Now, powers that be in the state say that they would hang on to that money if we want to wait until 2016. Okay. I'm sorry, guys, but I know a lot about North Carolina. I'd be very, very surprised if that money is still there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, because you never know. Look what happened to us before. When none of our people even knew it, somebody went in the budget and took our money out. So that could very, very easily happen again at the last minute or any time at all, and we may or may not even know about it and have no control of it. So that's very iffy. The Corps swears that they would still have the $5 million for us in 2016. I don't think that's as risky as the state, but it's still the government, so there is a risk. So Layton is putting some stuff together, a spreadsheet on the ROT that goes all the way out to, I believe, 2054. And what it seems that the ROT would be sustainable then, and that would even be after our 50 years is up and Wrightsville Beach's 50 years is up, if we had to fund everything ourselves every time. And he's also going to take those four scenarios, because they were so complicated, and write them out as to what the cost would be for local, state, and federal. And local meaning any of our share and also any of the ROT. One of the things I think Steve Shuttleworth clamped on over and over again, and I really agreed with him, is that they keep talking about the county is putting in this 3.8 million or 6.6 million. The county is not putting in one penny.
Right.
What's going in there is our money from ROT. And so I think we need to keep on that. I think Tom Wolf was listening very, very carefully that it's time for the county to belly up to the plate and put some money in this and in inlet dredging. So what the bottom line is, when we get all this information and we can distribute it to all,
we may have to have
an emergency meeting.
So when do they have to decide by?
The Corps wanted us to decide by tomorrow. Well, obviously, we're not even going to have the information.
And when did they ask?
Last Friday.
They called a meeting of concern. And we're talking about the fall of 2015?
Yes. No, 14.
14. This fall?
Yes.
No, 15 is what this says.
They won't put sand on the beach this fall.
No, it's 20. It will be this fall.
Spring, it usually ends up in the spring. So
yeah,
this coming
they'll
spring.
Start on Carolina Beach first, and, you know, like I said, they want the contracts out by September. They want to start it by December or finish it by December.
Carolina Beach decides to do a project that would happen in the fall of 2015.
No.
Okay, so this is wrong.
No, because it's before their 15 years is up. That's the whole idea. If we wait till after December, they may never get another federal penny ever, period.
Well, we were told
so it has to. All I'm saying is what the entire commission talked about last night for 2 hours. okay?
Okay, all I'm just...
It's 2014, and they want to start on it.
They got to get the budget done by 2014.
And so they need to know as soon as possible, so they can go and put everything together and put it out for bid.
And so, when will we have the stuff to do the emergency meeting? So we're talking about doing one next week? Because next week we have a meeting, right?
Yeah, well...
Isn't our meeting next Tuesday?
Is it this Tuesday?
It's next Tuesday.
It's coming Tuesday, okay. I don't know why I was thinking it was a week from Tuesday.
Yes, on tax day.
They're supposed to get the information to us right away, but you know, that's neither today or tomorrow, maybe.
And so I guess the thing to feedback to them, and Arlen may be the right person to talk to them, is how are we supposed to fund this? Are we going to take a loan and get paid back?
No, we don't fund any of it.
Okay, so how are they going to get all the other stakeholders to say they would throw the money in by tomorrow?
It's mainly the county that
okay.
wants to, but the county wants to know, when do we want to do it? Do we want to do it this year? Do we want to put it off until 2016?
And then we'll have a 4-year period that we won't be getting any.
Well, that's up to us. I mean, that's Layton's suggestion, that we go, both towns go to a 4-year period. That is something we need to come, you know, discuss and make comments on.
Layton seems
we don't
to have
want
a,
it for 4 years. We need to let him know.
Yeah, Layton seems to have some kind of crystal ball that he thinks the Bigger Waters Act is going to, you know, supply Carolina Beach with 15 more years of renourishment, but that's neither here nor there. This afternoon, the mayor's going to meet with Kim, and the money that we have, the last 1.5% of the last 3% of the money we're going to meet today, and give her another scenario where we only take 50% of the money, which is what they asked for. And hopefully that will satisfy them, because they voted it down last time when we just wanted to put a carte blanche. We have to do what we wanted to do with the money.
Yeah. Well, anything's better than nothing, so.
Yeah.
And if we wait until 2016 and we get the state money and the federal money and we put ROTC money in there, we may not have to put any in there, but we have 4 years to plan for it. I wouldn't assume all of that's available, and we do need to plan. But Caroline Beach, if they don't get their extension, would have to pay for theirs 100%. So this is, you know, we will get the information out to you as soon as possible.
As soon as it comes in.
And then Tuesday night, please be ready to discuss it.
And as Layton becomes you tonight. And if we need to do it sooner over the weekend, then I'm in town.
Okay.
I think that,
are you in town, Steve?
Well,
town?
Yeah. If we're meeting Tuesday night, there's no reason why they can't wait until
the Tuesday. The arm for because they move so slow.
Well, then one of them tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Wants to speed everything up. Yeah. And, you know, we went, damn, what the hell, y'all? No.
So,
okay. All right, now we've got those out of the way. Any questions? Any answers? Huh? All right, let's start on
a lot of questions. But no,
and I think it's a good idea to invite Layton. Yeah. Can we
keep going on?
We invited him at the meeting and he said, maybe you can call him.
All right,
if he wants an answer, he needs to be here.
Presentation of the first draft of the FY14-15 budget. No, they're just emphasizing on
all that thinking.
It'll work after the first one.
I had to change the computer.
Might work now. It might just been stuck.
Well, I just wanted to very quickly go through with something that we did at the retreat also, but I'll just give you a quick update. Is your goals for this current year and what your status is? And if we, you know, maintain the tax rate, will that happen for 2014? Yeah. The fire department staffing request, they've added 3 employees, so that was accomplished. No service reductions, so that was accomplished. The downtown utility project is complete, looks great. So that's done.
It worked.
Successfully implement the Oceanfront Park and Recreation Administration. That completed, so everything seems to be working very well. Long-term plan for beach nourishment, well, you know, it's
just right.
In progress, I guess.
For a long time.
Opportunities, review opportunities for doing infiltration systems, that also is in progress. There's some engineering studies to work on right at this point.
I thought Sonny got a price for doing up here, it was what, $160,000?
It was a lot more than the
It wasn't.
It was a lot more than the initial.
It was Sea Watch.
Yes.
And it was $150,000.
So that's, okay.
I think we should keep it on, but it didn't happen.
And I think we need to look at the other ones and see what his other priorities are. We could do six for what it would cost us to do that one.
Right. Okay.
And then the last one was the about the video surveillance, which we decided not to do that.
Did you get anything in writing or anything nailed down for the buoys and stuff out here? Okay, we're supposed to, with the grant that we got.
That expired at the end of this month.
Yeah, that we're supposed to be getting something from, Intercoastal Diving. Put two buoys on this material that runs out in the ocean from Dow and then signs up. So, can we call it? Can we call it Dow? Okay, never mind. All right, there you go.
Then, this is the goals for this upcoming year that you set at the retreat in January. So, first one. The litigation for the Oceanfront Park, beach nourishment again, come up with a long-term funding plan, including some new funding streams for that. Dune infiltration is still on there to continue to evaluate the opportunities for that. Maintain the current tax rate and add it on if possible. Determine, you know, storage and office space needs for the next 5 years for the town. And then the last one they had was to look into the live-in program for the fire department. So.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Sonny had talked about, sorry he's not here, moving ahead on phase two of stormwater. And he talked about it last year, and he talked about it again this year, and it kind of sounded like he might, you know, do more on that this coming year. I
don't see that in the budget that he...
Sonny's not here for a good reason, so we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk later, right? I mean, we'll just come back around.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make it in. But when we should bring it up when he's here to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
But in the... So I think what Arlen's saying is at our retreat, these are the ones that we settled on to work on for this year.
Right.
We'll see if, and I think this is a good way to do it, right? Show us what we said, these are our priorities, and then see if the budget reinforces these or leaves something out or adds something in, right?
Thank you.
So I appreciate the way you're doing it.
Okay, so the next thing I just wanted to cover, I'm gonna go a little bit out of order from the agenda, but these are the assumptions that we used for developing this year's budget. And there may have been a few others, but I think these are the main ones. And saying no changes in service or level of service, no tax and rate increase. Max out the contingency fund again for the general fund. Transfer some funds from the general fund to the beach protection fund that was set up this year. I'm assuming that the litigation will be complete because that affects our legal budget. So we're making that assumption. And then last one, what was included for compensation was a 1.5% cost of living adjustment, which is the same as what Social Security did. And then a merit increase pool of 3.5%.
And did you do the merit from what the league is saying is average around this year? Or
well, that's not out yet.
It's not out, okay. So you just put a placeholder in, right?
Right, I thought, you know, based on what I also see from history and what we've done or whatever, that, you know, that seems like a reasonable amount to do.
Well, when we come back to it, right, the budget's not closing. So all of these are open, right? I mean, these are the assumptions you used to make the initial one.
Correct.
as data comes in during the process, I'd just like to understand, are we on par with what it looks like other communities are doing, are we ahead or behind? And we typically look at just the public sphere of the world, but we should also look at the private sphere too, just to say, I mean, I don't think employee retention is a huge issue for us, but we need to be setting ourselves up, because as we look at the retirement of the department heads in the next few years, we want to make sure the people below them are tied to the town. And the way you do that is by they feel the town treats them fairly. And part of that's communication, which we have, the council haven't really done to our employees, but hopefully the department heads have been doing it. And part of it is making sure we're on par with what's happening around us. No, but I think that's important, right? So yeah. We know we've got a turnover issue coming in the next couple of years, right? So at least two or three of the department heads probably in the next 3 years will retire. 3 or 4 years, right? I don't know. We've got that on our list to talk about. This is one where we just have to be sensitive to it, because we don't need them to leave and then all the employees feel the town's not taking care of them. They're tied to the department heads instead of the town. And they start looking around and they all bail at one time. That would be bad for the town.
Right.
So we got to make sure we pay attention to that in this process. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, the next, what I have up here is just an overall summary of all funds. And basically, right now, we are balanced in all funds. The one that's usually the most trouble, the general fund, is balanced. It also, in that, it includes a contingency of $180,725, which is the maximum amount, which is 5% of your appropriations for the year. And it also includes a transfer to the Beach Protection Fund of $109,000, which in this current year we did $96,000.
Does it include the settlement of OFP or not right now?
No, because that's in this year.
Ah, okay.
Well, that's my assumption, is that all that...
Okay, never mind. So this is after July 1st.
This is the new year. I'm sorry. Yeah,
so the budget you got in the book is this. Okay, I understand. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So this is the first cut of the next year's budget.
I'm ready. Okay.
And, you know, water and sewer, again, pretty much the same as usual. You know, we've included a little over $95,000 for potential water and sewer projects. And that's same with stormwater. There's an amount in there, just about $51,000 for potential stormwater projects.
And on water and sewer, that's what Sonny's already identified, or he has placeholders, or you're not sure?
That's the balancing number.
Okay. So it's a placeholder?
Yeah.
That's including all the ones he does have identified by line?
Right.
Okay.
And I think what he identified in stormwater, if I remember, he had allocated $10,000 for improvement projects. So that, again, is kind of like the balancing mechanism or whatever. It went up to $50,820.
So that's where he's saying Sonny doesn't have it in the budget yet.
Okay. Right.
But he's building the fund up. So I think the question when he's here is it in 2015 or 2016? What's your timing? And then, you know, we just have to look at the fund balance. Does this one, so stepping back for just a second so I can calibrate, Arlen. In 2014, adding that in, how much do you end up having to transfer from the general fund balance to close this year? Is it less or more than what's proposed, the 160 in the proposal? Can we say that in the number or no? I thought about it. Whatever. Is it less or more than what's in here?
Yes, your funds.
It should still be closed.
Yeah.
Without going into a whole lot of that, I have a different plan for what we do about that. So.
Okay, fine enough. Okay. Sorry to take us off.
No, it's okay.
We'll talk about it right. Tuesday night.
Different suggestion or whatever.
We'll talk about it Tuesday night. Okay, I'm sorry. But is the fund balance, in general, is the general fund balance growing or shrinking?
It's growing.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted. Good enough. Great job. Okay.
And then all the other funds that we have, the, PALCAL, SURF, you know, they're pretty much straightforward. It's whatever, PALCAL, whatever allocation. So that's my estimate of allocation plus whatever interest we earn. SURF fund, same thing as the the user fees, I guess, and interest that's earned on that. Beach protection is a, you know, the transfer from the general fund, and then the asset forfeiture fund, whatever the needs of the police department.
And then you're going to go through the revenue and the expense side, right? So this is, we're going to dive in, or?
No, so that we're done.
You know, I was going to say, nice job, but.
There's all zeros in that over short.
Okay, nice. Yeah, that was pretty nice, right? Okay.
Yeah, so that, you know, then this is, I guess, you know, we'll move on by the department heads. Mm-hmm. And what I've handed out is a copy of this, the slide is up there now,
yep.
And then the next one starts the general fund, and I've given you that, and it goes department by department, and it's showing each department the original budget for this current year, if it was amended at all, and then what's being requested for 2015, and showing the differences, percentage change, and everything. And what I put in that last column is what were the significant differences between this year and last. So it kind of summarizes, hopefully, very easily what.
You've got the parking numbers for the corral out there, don't you?
I just put in things like committees, for example.
Yeah.
All I did was put exactly what the committee requested. That's where it's up to council, what they're actually going to say the budget for committees is. Same thing within the council budget. I included all of the requests that we received from outside agencies, so there again, you're going to have to, you'll have to evaluate what you actually want to provide funding for. But that's kind of the summary, and then if anybody wants to see any detail on any specific department, I can also put that up on the screen. I have the our budget system that opens through, so I can see any specifics. But that's really what each department has.
So we come to revenues another time, or just that you have it as number four. That's fine. We can let the departments go and then come back. I'm just interested in the assumptions that we still need to serve with that similar.
Okay. Yeah, and that I have also a part of it back.
Good. Thank you.
So I guess with that, unless I
did you want to get through that? Do you want to probably get through these, or just
I think. If the rest of the council is okay, we can start with the department heads.
Arlen, could I ask you a question?
Sure.
On the first one, when you talk about increase of 3,000 in governmental relations, is that the sole number for government relations, or is that just an additional amount to whatever we have there this year? Okay.
And I mean, what's included in that number is that just about 5,000.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. It was about 5,000. Okay, I got it.
Is that one in there?
No.
Once you start, they go to sleep, but once you start them, they'll start working.
Like I said, I can walk through this if you want, but it really is summarizing, very summarized version of what the department heads are doing. And again, if you want to see any line items for any of these departments, I can call people and have that available right now. So I didn't want to print out 45 pages of
sort of like show.
Save money.
You're learning, Arlen.
I have no pictures, so.
Oh,
bar graphs and stuff like that.
Not this time. Maybe next time. But I guess if we can go, unless there's any other questions, at kind of like this level, we'll go ahead and start with the department heads. So I guess.
Good.
Because Dennis is up first, I believe.
Okay. And the only thing that's significant in my budget this year, or we need to keep up with our car rotations, we haven't really fallen behind. It's just that the cars are lasting longer than we kind of anticipated, so we've not bought as many as we should have bought. Last year we bought one, and then I bought one from NASA Forfeiture. This year we need to pick up two just to keep it going. If you let that get too far behind, you're going to have to pay the double at some point. So I think that's about the most significant increase. As most of y'all know, I've lost two key staff members this past year. I lost one of my supervisors in May, and I lost Andy Hart in December. On the patrol side of the house, we're very, very strong. On the investigation side of the house, we're not very strong. We've got Jim Engineer and Tony doing well, but obviously doesn't have 18 years of experience in institutional knowledge like Andrew had. So we're trying to recover from that. We're doing a little bit of an organizational change to kind of set up the next generation or the next line of leadership over there to keep things going well, and I'm working hard on that, trying my best to delegate more and try to prepare those people so that it would be a very, very easy transition. As far as my operating expenses, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're actually down just a little bit. That's like telephone and some fuel and those kinds of things. I'm in pretty good shape. Asking to add anybody at any other positions this year. We hope we can get our part-time guys like we've been doing.
But you're on a place or two that you lost, right?
Well, in the process. They've already been replaced.
Okay,
they've
good.
Been replaced with rookies.
Okay.
Jay Smith and then Greg Brown just started last week, or this past week, I guess. So I'm having to bring in Jane King will be taking pretty much Andy's responsibilities, and then Genevieve is going to be going in there with Jamie as a secondary. There was Jamie and Andy, now it's going to be Jamie and Joe. And Mike Bowden, I'm going to make some payroll adjustments before the end of this year,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm asking people to step up to greater responsibilities. They're not huge, but they are somewhat substantial enough to be recognized as, hey, you're having to do more and be responsible for more and be on call more and that kind of thing. So there's four of those, Oliver, Mike Bowden, Jamie King, and Joe. There's four.
And those are factored into your budget already? Because I see that
yes.
Overall it's a 3% increase, but the reason that's less than the proposal is because of you lost expensive people and you're moving people up, but not as far. Okay.
The main reason for the 3% increase, and Arlen and I've chatted about this yesterday, it's not in the pay that the officers pay. It's more or less, there's a lot of that in the flex card, there's a lot of that in the benefit increases. That number includes not only the salary, but the benefits that go with it.
Right. And also taxes. So that's why I just call it like personnel related. So
yeah, that's fine.
Anything.
Okay. Yeah, some of them are outside of our control, some of them are in. Factored in your assumption, right?
Overall, as far as the salary goes, yes, it's less.
Okay. But everything else, I know. How much did insurance look like it's going up in your personnel stuff? Because that applies to all the departments. Can you tell yet, or we're still waiting?
For what, medical insurance?
Yeah.
For the employees? Well, we really have no information on the medical part, so I use 12%.
Okay. And is anyone giving us guidance on when we're going to know? Because that could change. I don't think I think that's reasonable.
The general assembly,
that's
usually.
Right.
Like,
and now it's on a calendar year basis.
Yeah.
So we actually know what our, for half
we're good
year.
Good for 6 months.
Right,
okay.
And then for the second half, I put in a 12% increase. Which
okay.
Right,
you swag it.
Right.
Well, what's it been the last couple of years, Nancy? Or
it's actually been a little less than that. Right?
Well, no one knows how Obamacare is going to shake it out anyway. Corning was talking about that. When we're doing our budget stuff, so that's a good reason to hold it. Okay.
Some of the other insurance, like the dental, we have all that. Most of those, the other one, no increase.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. 4%.
We did have some savings for our retirees because we finally got a supplemental.
Okay. Staying
health
and
food first.
We'll talk about that in a minute, right? Okay. Sorry, Chief.
That's okay. The only other thing that actually went up a little bit was training costs.
Mm-hmm.
Just due to the fact that these guys have got to do it. And I've never been one to use, I guess, the so-called free training that's out there. I try to find the top end situations to get these guys so that it's a real deal. So I am pretty statused a little bit. That's pretty much for the patrol side and Jamie and Joe's side. It doesn't really affect me. Other than that, I think everything else is pretty flat. We'll see how the summer goes with all the activity at the park and see what the public expectations are. If I start getting screamed out in July, then we might have to look next year at adding another slot. I don't know. I met with the Beach Protection Committee. They're obviously wanting me on the beach as much as I can be there. It is what it is. We're 11 full time and 4 part time. So I don't think we'll meet everybody's request, but as long as we can generally be successful, I think that's about what we should be doing. Within the parameters that we got to work with, unless we start adding staff.
And so, separate for the department heads, is an action item, right? Not in the budget, but we need to schedule a meeting in the summer about, we kept saying we're going to do it in this winter, and now winter's gone, right? But your plan for
turnover,
right? Even if it's like 2 or 3 or 5 years, at least you're thinking about it, right?
I do have that.
I'm sure you do.
We think about it on an hourly basis.
Yeah, some of you think about it. One, we need to ask the attorney. My personal input is I think that should be closed session with the department heads and council, because your plan could impact some of your employees, and if you're not ready to tell them, I think that's fair. So I think it almost should be closed session. I just want to keep it on y'all's agenda because it's going to stay on mine.
I think everybody knows. I mean, it's common. That's what we're trying to do. Whatever run that is, push the people on up a little bit and see, let them test the water and see what they think. I mean, it all comes down to one thing. I sat on a review board for another town that was looking for a chief, and I actually sat on several days, and one question I always ask them is, if you're happy with how your PD operates now, and if that culture suits the personality of your town, then I would suggest you hire in-house. If you're looking for a total change and go in a totally different direction, then I would recommend you definitely hiring out of state. And that's the decision the council had to make at that time. If you're happy and the town is happy with their service from my department or any department for that matter, I would recommend you hire in-house because hopefully that person is institutionalized here, knows the culture, knows the personality of the town, and keep it going. I think, as far as the police department goes, I think you guys would be in great shape, if not even better shape, after our attack. So.
Okay.
Thanks, Chief. And I want to be, like, I'm going to the road when I retire. I'm going to the other side. I'll be your biggest problem.
Yeah. You
mean
complain about
Dr. Fee? Yeah.
Jackson Bun Judge.
Yeah, I'll be harassing everyone. But, yeah.
Okay, good. I don't have any
questions.
Nice job, Chief.
And also, Dennis said about the cars. Would those, you know, we consider what I put in the revenue side of that, which I finance.
Okay. Yeah.
Cars,
so our plan is we're going to finance cars. Money's cheap enough. We're not buying them outright because we're not making anything on money anywhere, right?
Right.
Okay.
Could I ask the Chief one other question? That I'm thinking about all our department heads. Whether we hire inside or outside, I know your salary is not on the level with other chiefs, not even townies at our side. Do we need to be thinking about that in the year that you retire, offering that person a higher salary than what we have available? That's why I was hesitant on whether or not to ask it.
That would burn me up. Would it not be done? Absolutely.
So, I mean, do you think we get... you're willing to work for nothing, but is somebody else who's just as qualified, if, you know, as you are, willing to do that?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I mean,
that's something I need, I think we need to think about with all our department heads and our attorney.
Last time you looked at salaries overall was 2001. And in the last 7-8 years, you've only had 2 cost of living adjustments to that salary pay range. But most other towns haven't even had that.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's something that will have to be addressed. I mean, but it's a personal choice whether you want to work for a large city like Wilmington that made more, or you want to work in a smaller environment, maybe with a better benefit package, which we certainly have compared to.
So maybe that's something, you know, Arlen could look at for us in this coming year. Or I know we did like a regular employees a couple of years ago, but we could look at our department heads and see where they stand with other cities, because we should have that in mind if we interview them.
Right, I actually have that. I did that last year in this project, and I didn't update it, but I have all that as of last year that shows the department heads.
Did you give us that?
Yeah.
I didn't read that page.
We pretty much done that.
That's when you were calling your attention about seismic testing. So.
No, it wasn't. No,
probably when I was in Wyoming.
The tangent that you started, listenable.
Nice
job, Chief.
Along with that, I strongly think Arlen should be a department head for the finance department, like we have had traditionally.
We're going to run him for president. Nice.
I agree, but that hasn't been the tradition. The only years we had that was when Frankie Jones left. Before that, she was over everything. And when I came in 2006, it was separated out. Then when we had the administrator, it was still separate. And then when I came back in 2010, I put it all back to her. But I agree, and I think you should supervise staff.
Is it possible to do that?
I'll say this about Arlen. I can't even tell you the amount of help it's been to have Arlen do all this. It's a huge amount. I think everybody here will agree to that. He is it's the best it's ever been.
That's something we can consider for this coming fiscal year, starting July 1st.
No, we need to
that's council's specific.
Yeah. Well, let's take that one out and make sure Craig's involved in the discussion, right? Because that's a change in structure. Okay. But I think it's one to keep on.
Is that something we need to discuss in closed session or public session?
It can be either one. I don't think
it's the
closed session stuff, right?
Because Tuesday night
I think it would. We can start and then Andy can tell us if we have to bring it out.
Yeah.
So we have a closed session scheduled Tuesday night. We can start it in there, and if Andy says it really should be out, then we can bring it back out.
Well, your closed session is more your performance of your individual. If you're going to look at job duties and switching around.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, right? That's what I think. We can start and then Andy and Nancy can tell us if it's not supposed to be in there. Cool.
Thank you. Okay.
Passed on to assistant chief.
Chief, super chief in training right there, people.
I got a little, just a small packet for the living program. That's for requests.
This packet that he's handing out is just for the live-in program, which was asked to be looked into just a little further, which I'll get to in just a minute here when we get to that line item. But let's see. Everything pretty much stayed the same as far as the personnel costs, except for the 5% increase from Arwin's request. We go down to the main increases are travel and training, a small increase in uniforms, and capital outlay. The increase in training is due to our doubling our personnel. We've also responded to medical calls now as well, so paying for books and uniforms and classes and hotels and stuff like that is certainly something that we need to look at. We feel it's mandatory to get these guys through that type of training. A lot of the fire departments go to the weekend colleges and stay there the whole weekend. They go through the hotels and the dinners and stuff like that, but we do not feel that that's a necessity. The necessities are for these guys to get their certifications and make sure that they're trained to the level that we need them here at the department. So that explains the increase in the travel and training. As far as the capital outlay, we've increased it from $10,000 to $15,000 due to the replacement of 5-inch hose on 1191. Our 5-inch hose is 20 plus years old, and it's the average lifespan of a hose is 8 to 10 years. So we've gotten quite a few extra years out of that due to proper maintenance and stuff like that. So those are the explanations for the small increases in our budget. As far as the live-in program, I've got that packet for you. So these numbers here are basically a national average as far as rent, electric, water, sewer, trash, cable, and most departments provide tuition assistance, which is about $1,000 a year. That pays for them to go to school, like we discussed in the past. If they are in the live-in program, then they are also in school or an EMT class as well. So the $21,000 is a national average. Because of that, I've made four recommendations, which you can see on the second page. The first recommendation is to wait until we can find a rental for $800 or less. Being in Curry Beach, that's going to be very hard. When I presented this in January, we actually had a place for $800 a month. Just due to the fact that we couldn't act on it fast is the reason why we didn't get that, which is, it's no big deal. It's just the way it works, I guess. But finding a place for less than $800 a month will be very hard. But I feel that is a good number to justify the cost of the services that we will provide. And this is really a long-term benefit as well. Having guys live in down here in Curry Beach will be a huge advantage, especially when a lot of the older guys start to kind of go out with the chief or whatever it may be. We have Wayne Bostic, who lives right down the road, a lot of volunteers that live in Curry Beach. So this live-in program will be a huge long-term advantage to the fire department. Justifying the cost with the rent being so high in Curry Beach is another problem there, which is why I made recommendation number one, be wait until we find a rental for less than $800. I'm pretty sure you guys had a house donated to you, right?
No, we bought the house.
You bought the house. We discussed purchasing a house in the future, which I feel that has another long-term benefit, but I would like to see the program work for a couple of years before we move towards that such a big investment. Basically, seeing the program work for a couple of years, especially for such a cheap rate as $800 a month, like I said, it adds a huge advantage to the fire department for the long term. An average rental for Curry Beach on the lower end is probably around $1,200, which is why I made the recommendation of number two, show the actual cost of what it would probably be if we were just to rent a home for $1,200. And as you can also see, all of the recommendations do not include the tuition assistance, which most of the nation involves in their live-in program. Basically, because of the tradition of the fire department has raised a lot of funds in the past to pay for things such as this, and I feel that this is another way that we can continue on with that tradition with doing fundraisers with the younger guys that are living in the house to pay for things such as their tuition. So this is completely up to council. I believe Arlen has added $15,000 in our line item for the live-in program, but out of the four recommendations, I believe that number one is the best way to go, just in case we do find a rental for less, for $800 or less, we can act fast. Or number four, we table it until 2015.
Well, so let's split it into two discussions, right? So first, let's talk about the revenue budget, then I've got some questions I want to ask on this one. So, Chief and Ed, whoever, in the regular budget, other than the 6-inch you guys are comfortable with, you got everything covered. I know we had a failure that you and Arlen are dealing with in this year with the air compressor. Is there any other big equipment that could catch us next year? Do you have contingency or no?
No, but we have a maintenance of building problem. Concrete floors cracked when the truck back in, and it's going to cost $4,500 to fix it.
Is the goal to fix that in this year, so it's a this year problem? Or?
We don't have enough money left in our budget to pay for it. It would have to be an amendment in council.
Yeah, well, I understand, but I'm asking, so we're talking about next year's money. Next are you year? Asking Arlen to put it in after July, or do you want to fix it before then?
Well, it'd be nice to fix it before then. I'd like for it not to get any worse.
So then you guys talk about that and bring it to the Tuesday meeting, right?
Right.
Now let's talk about next year, which is what we're talking about. Other than that, are there any other big capital issues
that
you're worried about, right? No. I haven't heard any, but I just want to make sure. And then in the hose and stuff, so the 6-inch on the first truck, I assume there's some other big stuff on the other trucks, but we just bought that truck, so it's got plenty of time.
Shape. 5-inch hose is $5 a foot, okay. 1,200 feet.
Ed, anything from your side on the standard budget, not the live-in program?
No, sir.
You guys, anything else on the regular budget?
No. I think that 5-inch hose is probably...
Yeah. We just got by, right? On the live-in program, so money-wise, I think it makes sense. I like the fact that you're looking at long-term because, I mean, I'm on there... I'm one of the young guys now, if we don't count you paid guys, right, which is a little scary. I'll find out this afternoon when I'm running with you. But what are the, so money-wise, I'm comfortable with this in the budget. You guys have done a good job. I'm concerned more on the management side before I would buy into it, right? So my concern is, what kind of agreements do people have these guys sign? Like if you're underage and you get caught drinking, you're out, right? We had a police officer issue with that we got rid of. And so what kind of things are, and I'm not looking for the answer right now, but you need to bring this to us before I would feel comfortable supporting it, right? Is what are the requirements? Like at Corning, when we bring a person into the apprenticeship program, there's a formal agreement that they sign that says these are the things that get you booted out, right? And so that's the first thing, is I want you to talk with other towns and bring that back, at least before you get my support, right? If you get three other votes, you don't need my support. The second one is them versus in town versus out of town. In my view, it's almost worth the money for them to be in town, so our police officers are the ones that are paying attention to are they screwing up, right? Because I don't want in the news our 20-year-old, you know, junior fireman house is turned into like a drug place, or you know, some young girl, underage girls there partying, or whatever, right? I don't really want that in the news, right? So how do you guys? So I think you need to go find that out, right? Because from my standpoint, I don't want Dean interviewed by the news, or you, or the chief, about our junior guys doing stupid stuff in the county or in the town, right? But I would expect we would have better visibility if it was in Curie Beach, even if it cost a little more.
I still volunteer to be dead one.
Whatever, right? So I think, and you know, you got to speak up, but I think we need to understand more about how you would regulate this program, because I mean, I have daughters who are right in the college age, so I get to see what 20-year-olds do, and I'm not happy with all of it. And I certainly wouldn't want to explain for the town one of our whatever we call them, right? Live-in program people. I don't want Dean on the news trying to explain their antics. I mean, it's bad enough I might have to explain one of my two's antics. That's different than the town having to explain it. So I'm interested to see the rules and regulations and other stuff before I would say this is a thing to move on. You guys feel the same way, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to get a rental agreement from, you know.
Yeah, that one I understand. Yeah. I'm more worried than what do these kids sign up to not do stupid. Because when I was 20, I would love the town to have rented me a place, but it wouldn't have been good for the town probably. I mean, I hate to say that, but, you know, Dad can tell you it wouldn't have been your old town of your own. And if Troy Hamilton was here, he would tell you why it wouldn't have been you.
The three of them living together, they wouldn't hang each other.
We still have paperwork on you.
I'm sure we do, right? Maybe even pictures, I don't know. So I just, I'm interested to see what kind of stuff we tell them, you know, how they get chosen. There's a lot of stuff before I think. I'm not saying we should, I think we leave the placeholder in because Arlen's fit in the budget. But before we execute, before we pass the budget in, is it the last week in May or the first week in June, whenever we pass the budget, you either got to satisfy all that or we table it. Or, you know, or we start in the fall. I think, you know, you could leave it in there even, but we're not going to execute, at least from my vote, until we all feel good that it's tight, right? Because it's a great sound program, and I agree with you, we got to get young people in our Curious Fire Service because all the old guys are going to stop going to fires. But we got to know we can easily boot them out and they know it from the beginning, right?
Right.
One mess up, sorry dude, move out tomorrow, your place is gone and someone else is going to be in there, stuff like that. And we got to make sure the lawyers, we can't get sued for booting one of them out. Oh, well, you're picking on me, right? That kind of stuff, because you made me homeless. There's a lot of that I don't know that I understand very well. And I think some places, they bought their house. I don't know how tight the departments you're talking with have done it. I'm interested to see.
Right, because it is successfully implemented throughout the country, I believe that finding out those types of answers may be a little easier than expected. There's no point in reinventing the wheel.
Or counselors are as paranoid as I am, right?
Right.
Just because nothing's went wrong doesn't mean they're ready for it.
Would you like me to have those answers for you next budget workshop?
You can provide them to the council. I don't know. And I think you can give them to us and we can read them and then be ready to ask questions. I don't think you go blind, right? So in other words, if you can find that, because I think some of it we're going to refer to the attorney, can we do that? If you propose we just boot someone out with a day's notice, can you really do that? Just because we put it down, you may not be able to. I mean, getting people out of houses is hard.
Well, the way Carolina Beach is done, you have to sign a rental contract, whatever it might be.
Yeah, okay.
If you're given notice by your landlord, who is the chief, it's up to him whether he wants to give you 2 days to get out or a week to get out.
But I don't think in North Carolina you can enforce that. They're at will. It doesn't matter. Trust me, I've had rental property. I assume some other people have. If you can put that in the lease, but when you go to throw them out, they will go to the county and you'll be told it's either 30 or 60 days. You cannot throw someone out in the street. It's a pain in the ass to get someone out of a rental house.
That's for a typical rental where they're paying you for that rent, though.
Okay.
This is kind of a benefit. But anyway, I know there's a difference and I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We need to understand, right? Just because Carolina Beach has written that, can they enforce it? I don't know.
I watched it been enforced.
That's because the guy didn't fight it. If the guy's got a mom like some of the moms that get involved, or their dad's a lawyer, you know, and we have some people in Curie Beach that they would be glad to be a free lawyer to some 19-year-old kid just to make Curie Beach look bad. At least two that I know of.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Just because it's Curie Beach and they love
it. You need to have it set up, you know, have them take care of the house and all the other stuff too.
What if it needs to end this? Yeah, you could execute it, then I'll be fine. But I just want to understand we could actually execute, right? If we get two complaints from the police that these guys are doing stupid shit, and we tell them don't do it again or you're out, and they do it, can we really throw them out of the house? Or
will you fire them for cause? when they're out of the house. I mean, like any other employee.
Right.
I mean, you just have to set your rules, and they have to sign something saying this.
I just want to see it and have people tell me I can do it. Like I said, let me see it.
I believe that the town, and we don't even know that our property liability will cover this. We may have additional insurance.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of questions. I don't want to brainstorm all on out, but there's a lot of questions that can come up. We'll see the policies.
You don't want to do it on the fly.
Well, there's a definite liability for the town, because the town would be the one least in the pocket.
Right. Okay.
And responsible for the behavior of.
Right. Okay, good. But that, I think it's the right kind of proposal that I'm looking for from someone that's looking to manage a pay and volunteer organization, because you got to grow both sides of that. And the chief of volunteer fire department to me is very different than the chief of a police department. Not saying it's harder or easier, but it's different. And the different skill sets that are important are how do you grow the organization without spending a lot of money? Because for the police department, Dennis can hire people. You know, whether we give him enough money or not is a different issue. But for a volunteer organization, you have to hire some people, and then you have to get other people involved. And so this is looking to meet both of those, which I think is the kind of stuff you should be proposing. So I like it as a proposal. I just think there's a lot of details we got to work out.
Yeah,
cool. Next.
Please, lifeguards. There's only two increases in the lifeguard budget. The first main one being an extra tower. The personnel costs, there's a small increase in that because of Gannon Russell, which is a full-time firefighter. Half of his salary comes out of the lifeguard budget. The rest of it is due to a increase in personnel costs because of an additional tower. The additional tower would go down by the pipe or between Alabama Avenue and the Curry Beach Village. If you can look at the, in short, we need a tower there because it's extremely packed and busy down there. Each year it gets busier and busier due to the village, due to overflow of Carolina Beach visitors. Statistically, you can see there from 2011, 2012, and 13 that the percentage of our rescues at Tower 1 is also increasing. It represents a good portion of our rescues. Also, as far as the missing children, I'd say probably about half. You can see the numbers there, 35%, 50%, 54%. It's usually either at the pier or at the pipe, just because that's a landmark, a structure where people go. We also get a lot of missing children wandering from Carolina Beach or into Carolina Beach. So this area is huge. It really is huge. You also have, at Tower 2, you have the intake pipe. So Tower 1 goes on quite a few rescues. An additional tower, I feel, is extremely important between Curry Beach Village and Alabama Avenue. The closest tower, I believe, is, I want to say it's around 450 yards, Carolina Beach to our first tower. So that explains the increase in the personnel cost as far as the salaries, and then there's another small increase in supplies for purchase of 3 new AEDs. Our AEDs are extremely old. It will match what the police has, and they can connect in with New Hanover County EMS, and they respond onto the scene.
On the towers, what is Carolina Beach doing to help with this?
As far as mutual aid?
Lifeguard. I mean, the towers, that's not in Curry Beach. So what are they doing to help with that area?
The pipe?
No, the people that are, you know.
Well, we actually have a very good mutual aid, I guess you could say, invisible agreement.
They have a lifeguard in there?
They have a lifeguard at Atlantic Towers, which is about, I'd say, probably 200 yards from the pipe. If they have a missing child, they're on a different frequency. They get on our radio. We talk back and forth. We've got good relations with Carolina Beach. That's not a problem. The problem is the pipe is a landmark that has a lot of hazards on it. And depending on the type of current, it's hard to see from Tower 1 what is going on with the pipe. And the pipe is actually in Curie Beach. Like I said back in January, we kind of have one of those implied agreements where the pipe separates Curie Beach from Caroline Beach as far as the lifeguards are concerned. So Caroline Beach has always looked up to the pipe, and we've always looked down to the pipe. But the fact of the matter is that the pipe is in Curie Beach. So if something were to happen there, which we have quite a few rescues there, then it is our responsibility.
So how far is the closest stand that we have?
To the pipe? Right around 285 yards, I believe.
Now, let's go that. From stand one to the pipe?
Mm-hmm.
That's two long football fields.
Right.
285 on this street, right?
Right.
It's a half mile.
It over time it's kind of changed to the least important tower to the most important tower, especially as rips change as well. Tower 6 to Tower 7 areas also gotten pretty packed, but those towers are pretty close. So a new tower down there by the pipe would be extremely advantageous. And that's all the increases for the lifeguard budget.
If we're always see with ROT, since we get most of that back, does this still cover? We're going to have to pull in general fund to close from your
end. With that, it starts to become a question, right. What do we want the ROT funds to cover?
Well, how do we use it traditionally? So would it cover based on what you think is going to grow?
Yes. What I propose for this year is it covers all the lifeguards and kind of what we did in the past, which was the chamber concert series.
Right.
And then I also put in the Christmas show, if that's still going to happen or whatever.
Okay.
But I think that kind of maxes out what we would have available at this point.
We had to wait this year.
Based on the current split, right?
Okay.
Right. That's fine. Cool. And you don't think you have any problems getting guards? Last year you didn't have any problems, right, with the pay rate we have.
No, sir. Yeah.
We're a little below, I think, but is that right, or I don't remember now?
We've been right at par.
So with Rice and Caroline Beach?
Right. Rice and Beach is always called every year to try to one-up everybody else, but everybody's about the same, to be honest with you.
Right.
As time has gone on, especially the past couple of years, we've never had a problem. We've had more than enough people try out.
Good. And so you get the same salary, or did you bump it up a little this year, or you're going to go, I don't know what y'all did for lifeguards. Does that go in the same?
It's whatever.
So you're planning on paying the same as last year?
Paying the same with a different fee structure, which keeps the budget the same.
Okay. Nice. Next.
What went in for the that 1.5%, that's solely for
permanent employees.
Right.
Okay. So even here, what about Dennis's part timers?
There's no change.
So that wasn't included in either? Okay. And you're comfortable with that for what you're getting for part timers?
Yes. Parks and Recreation, Nancy, can you explain this? Or Marlon?
All right.
Okay. The agenda.
He was just going down the budget line.
Yeah, that actually is just kind of set up.
By the numbers.
By the department number or whatever
it
is.
If you've got my budget in front of you, the only thing that's really changed, only thing that has changed are pay increases and benefit increases. My budget has been pretty much the same for the last 5 years, other than those changes. This year I'm adding around $3,000 to my part-time help. I am trying to increase the workload that she's doing and will hopefully eventually move to a full-time personnel in the next 5 years to get her position. Other than that, if you go down, everything is the exact same numbers as last year and the last couple of years.
We think the next 5 years, is that just because of the regulatory increases, you think? Because buildable lots is not going to change. Right? So it's really the regulations?
That's correct. Okay. The new flood insurance requirements,
okay.
Things of that nature, the workload increase.
Yeah, and 5 years, is that 5 years from now, or just sometime in that period, you're not sure when it's
sometime in that period, time? Whenever she decides that she does not want to work for me anymore.
Okay.
Is when I will be putting in for full-time.
Okay. Okay, I understand. So you're going to wear off the, her expertise. When you lose it, you want to fill it with a full-time person.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Right now, how much notice do you think you'll give her? You don't know.
I've already spoken to her about that. Okay. And I plan to again. She's not going anywhere anytime soon, but okay. Hopefully she'll give me a couple of months' notice.
Okay.
Give me time to really work on that.
Is she interested in working full-time?
No, she is not.
Okay. This gives her something to do.
Yeah, this is, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and she does a good job at it. So.
She does a very good job.
Okay, good. I appreciate your plan. She does a good heads up. So, you'll just keep that on the back of your hat for when you think will happen.
Arlen and I have already discussed it.
Good. And all your other stuff, if you kept it basically the same, just it's going along fine.
The only thing that's ever variable with me. As computer equipment.
Right.
And that's pretty much it.
The good thing about that is you pay $600 all the time, but you get better stuff for $600.
Well, I started every 2 years.
Or 800 or whatever.
Every 2 years, I'm just ready to take the computers out.
Yeah. And is that what you guys are doing in-house now, by every 2 or 3 years?
We just replaced everything last year.
What about for you, Chief?
I just replaced all of mine, and mine was going, they're actually about 6 years old, so.
Yeah.
It's different for us, though, than it is for
their
volume of printers and things like that is super high, mine or not.
Right.
I just replaced our server and all our desktops these past year.
What about you guys?
We're due to replace two.
Have you got it in the budget?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good enough. Cool. Thanks.
And John's budget also includes like the turtle monitoring. That's in there too. Which
right now, we've got it the same as last year, but I haven't received the new
bid. I got something that they were asking for $4,500, but I think it's usually more than that.
It is.
Because that's based on, I guess, buying.
I believe last year it was $8,400.
But you've got a placeholder for it, right? Yeah. It's not going to drive the total number.
It's in there.
It's in the noise. Okay.
Right. Excuse me. $6,300. My total beach nourishment budget is $8,400.
Okay. Yeah, so it's taken care of.
Yes.
Cool. Not yet. Streets and sanitation. So are you going to cover it for
him? I can just give you some highlights from his, and that's all, because with Sonny's, as I put there, his overall personnel costs are increased 8%, and some of that is because he actually wanted to give some, or factored in some additional salary adjustments.
Okay.
So rather than the average 5% that I had in the assumptions for streets and sanitation, it's an average of 6%. And then the other big thing for him, because you see streets and sanitation is down, 28% from this current year. Well, that's because this current year's budget included $200,000 for the downtown and $100,000 for the Dow Jetty. So those things came out. And other than that, everything else for him is pretty much the same. So, some couple ups and downs here or there, but basically the same.
In his current budget, did we put in streets and sanitation for what we had to do over here with all the fencing and stuff? Where we are parking garbage trucks now? That was in this current
budget?
Yeah,
that's all taken care of.
So that's another part of what went down, because that was some money too. Okay. Thought it was.
Any other questions or contingency?
Well, can you just give feedback? We want to understand the adjustments, right?
Yeah,
he's driving up the personnel costs. We just need to understand.
I think he's going through the same thing Dennis went through, right. And he lost a meal. I think he's
bringing people. Okay, that's fine. I just think
we're filling those gaps.
I think council needs to understand that and just give him feedback. When he comes, be prepared. We want to talk about
it. Right. And definitely he's the one that needs it. But he had a handful of people that he was bumping more than the that 5%.
And it doesn't need to be a presentation. I think it's just like Dennis did, is talk us through why. I think he's got good reasons, but I think all council should hear that, right? Because that carries on to the future, and we got to understand, right? I think positionally he's doing exactly what Dennis is doing, is setting up the department for success longer term, which is the right thing to do.
Well, and he had, particularly in the water fund, he had to make some adjustments to get the additional training and
And so what she's talking about in that for council, most of you guys probably know this, but because we have a water system, they have to certify as OCR, which is a state certification. Dave Mealy was doing that. When he left, that's what Sonny's doing, is adjusting people. And you got to make sure you have a primary and then at least one backup. I think Sonny's plan is to have more than one backup just in case, right? So I know Steve's aware of this. I'm not sure where you guys are on it from your background, but...
Is he short? Does he need a backup?
I don't think so. I think he's fine.
He's fully staffed at this point.
No, ORC.
Yeah, I don't think he does. You can ask him, but I don't think so.
He can always use my number.
Yeah, we don't want you to do that. I wouldn't let the town use my PE number. I don't think that's smart for you to do that, Steve, but I appreciate it. You're either on council or you're doing the rules for the town. I don't think it's smart to do both.
That's right. You're right. I can't do both.
I don't want you to get in trouble or us to get in trouble. But I appreciate that.
I
know he's got a couple through training. I'm not sure where they are on the certification. He's fine. I mean, we have shared, I think when you were on, maybe we shared back and forth before and had people sample. Maybe it was before you. But the town, when it's got in trouble, has worked with Carolina Beach. Because you can have, is it a daily test or a weekly test? I don't remember now, but weekly, right? So if we had to. So we're good, but he's setting the department up like you should. Okay. Just let him know, just to talk us through it.
Right, and then he would have also covered water and sewer operations, which on your sheet, what I handed out, would actually be at the bottom, it says page 10. I just printed
Thank you.
The page here. But you see he had a little larger increase after the salary increase there, and again, I think there's even more of what Nancy was saying with his adjustments for...
Yeah, that's the OCR, or ORC, whichever one it is.
Right.
Okay.
And then the other changes within water and sewer operations, well, we'll be paying less to Carolina Beach, so we dropped that number by $35,000. And as I think we maybe still estimated a little high, but I'd rather be...
Yep, yeah.
And then there were... there was a reduction in capital outlay improvements of $71,000, almost $72,000. And that really, again, is kind of that, I hate to say plug number, but, you know, that's what we need. So these are just potential projects. And then Sonny had a piece of equipment that where he just called it the sewer stormwater machine, basically. So it'll be split between the water and sewer fund and the stormwater fund. About a $70,000 piece of equipment, so $35,000 to each fund, and we would also finance that. So the financing is included on the revenue side for each fund.
I think that's the vacuum truck
that
he's talking about, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And we lease one a lot, so I think it's the right way to go.
Right.
We're down to have one. Good.
And then the stormwater operations, again, the impact of that piece of equipment. And then the other thing is a reduction in capital outlay improvements of $11,000. And that, again, is kind of that, I guess, what number?